What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another solo episode of the Roots of Success podcast. I am your host, Nate the Great, coming at you. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. And I'm so grateful for every single one of you who continue to just listen to the interviews that I have with, you know, these amazing and incredible, humble, genuine, beautiful souls. I mean, I could go on. And I got plenty more interviews coming for you guys, and this year's just going to be incredible. But, you know, today's solo pod, I really want to talk. I got a DM today, from a gentleman, and I said something on my Instagram story just about an individual that I met at a cafe, and he mentioned, you know, he was like, "Nate, you know, I respect you, and I love what it is that you've been doing. I've been following you for years, but I just find it hard, you know, with the individual that you met, with all the backlash that he has. I just find it hard for, you know, me to kind of like respect someone like that, because I mentioned in my Instagram story that he was very genuine and he was very humble whenever I met him." And so I wanted to really talk about that on this episode today and just kind of, you know, talk about my values and just some of the principles in regards to that. As I'm a firm believer that, you know, with you implementing, I'm not saying the exact same way I do it into your life, but just kind of hearing a perspective of the way I interact with people, it'll definitely help significantly. So, you know, there's tons of reviews and there's tons of different things and gossips and all this stuff that you hear in this world. There's tons of it, right? And, you know, there comes a point in time where, for example, I meet with a lot of people. I live in Los Angeles, right? And, you know, you definitely got to be mindful with who you meet with. But I'm the type of person where it's like, if I want to meet with someone, there's a genuine reason behind it. And if I feel, because I'm really very big into energy and just like, you know, how people are and things like that, I like to say this saying, I listen to everybody, but I don't necessarily like apply what everybody says by listening. You know, like there's some people where, you know, you're courteous, you listen to them. And sometimes you just got to be mindful. You know, if they're talking about something where you don't agree on, I'm not going to be the type of individual that's like, okay, I don't agree, right? You still let them speak, because of course, that doesn't cause conflict and it doesn't cause controversy at the end of the day. You can still state your point, which can be valid, right? But the main thing that I want you guys to really understand, you know, if you're ever going to meet somebody, or if you see someone out in public and you're just like pulled to speak to them, do it, right? Now, within this certain scenario, for example, the individual that I saw at this cafe, I know him. You know, he's really well known throughout the world. And, you know, with the reviews and everything that he does have, of course, you know, I had that in the back of my mind, but I'm not thinking about that. I'm thinking about like connecting with him in such a deep and genuine way. And based off of the interaction that I had with this individual, it was super positive. It was amazing. I looked at it as like, wow, man, there's so many ways that I can literally, you know, just connect with him in a very deeper way in such an intellectual level and in things that I could probably just add value wise. And it's like when you can have that perspective, because you're going to have reviews all day, every day. Nate, I just want to let you know, man, before you go and meet somebody, like before you go and meet, let's just say John, just know like John, he's been through the ringer, man. Like, just know he's not really the best person to be around, blah, blah, blah. And if they're not necessarily like a close friend of mine, again, I'm just going to actively listen to that. I'm just going to listen, okay? But I'm not going to, you know, let that dictate the actual meetup. Same with even if it's a close friend. If it's a close friend, I'll be mindful of it because they're close to me. But again, if my intention or my objective is still to meet with them, you know, of course, I'm still going to do that. And I sometimes think that within our lives, we let other people's decisions tend to influence us. And I know this because I have been a victim of this, where people have told me like outside forces, you don't want to meet with this person because they've done bad business. They've done this, this, and that. But the perspective I have, I'm like, oh, wow. Well, that's obviously not the best thing to hear, but I'm still going to be mindful because I've also met people before that they're really not that bad. You know, somebody said that they're X, Y, and Z, and they've done all these crazy, not so good things, but I meet them and they talk to me about these things on what actually happened. And, you know, whether they're telling the truth or not, it's the main thing is you're accepting them for who they are and you give them a space to speak, and they like to feel heard, right? So really what I'm trying to really hit on today, ladies and gentlemen, is be mindful of people that you meet with, okay? Accept them for who they are. Don't accept them based off of somebody else's opinion, somebody else's perspective. That's their perspective. Just like I say it all the time, you know yourself better than your friend knows yourself, better than your spouse knows yourself. And some of you guys might be thinking, well, Nate, I mean, my spouse knows me pretty good. I'm thinking, yeah, they know you pretty good, but let me tell you something. You know you better than you. You know your desires, okay? They might know, like, and be aware of what it is your goals are, but like, you know what it is that you want. You know what your desires are. You know what triggers you and all this stuff, right? So just keep in mind, be mindful of that. And you can apply this in so many different areas of life. Oh my gosh, dude, there's a customer that's been giving me so much grief. I just can't, just know, Nate, that he's going to give you such a hard time. And then, you know, you start talking to the customer and it's the easiest customer you've ever talked to in your life. Meaning he's super easy to interact with. But you know what? Maybe it was just the personalities weren't the same. Or he just didn't resonate best with your other partner that was saying he wasn't good. You know, so just being accepting of people and being mindful is really what I want you to keep in mind when it comes to interacting with others. And just, you know, if you see somebody that is of influence or is of fame, even if, you know, you hear all these different reviews and, hey, if somebody went to, you know, prison, or if somebody committed a crime or something, and it's just, if it's something that you can't get over based off of what the news is saying, and you just feel some kind of way, did it affect you? Did it affect your life? Like, you got to ask yourself that. If it didn't affect you, then what are you, you're going off of what? News and things. So you're saying that makes that person not so good? Or you couldn't see somebody being genuine? Or you couldn't see somebody being humble in that way? You see what I'm saying? So it's like, if it didn't affect you and if it wasn't about you, then why do you have a negative feeling about that certain individual? Because society twisted it that way, right? Isn't that what the news does? You see what I'm saying? So just, you got to be mindful of these things. And again, I'm just bringing this up. I'm bringing it and making it aware to you, because this is really something that I feel could fix so many business partnerships, so many relationships, so many friendships, so many celebrity feuds. I mean, my goodness. I'm thinking, man, when I see a celebrity feud, I'm always looking at it like, man, how can I connect the two together so I can make them great? You feel me? But anyways, guys, I hope this, you know, resonates with you. You know, I guess really just a challenge I'd love to leave you guys with is, who is one person that, you know, maybe you've put down? Maybe you've kind of like ignored them just because somebody's given you like a bad dilemma about them, right? Do you feel called to meet with them? And if you don't feel called to meet with them, I'm not saying like you got to force it. Don't do that whatsoever. But if you feel like a slight urge or just to meet with them, and you went off of somebody else's like perspective, and, you know, again, unless it's something that's like legitimate and is factual, and that person knows them very well. Like if a person knows somebody on a very personal level and they know kind of how their values are, then yeah, you know, that can be a little bit different. But again, if you're going off of somebody's other opinion and they're not so close to that actual individual and they're going basically off of society, hey, maybe it's time for you to say like, you know what? I'm going to get over myself. I'm going to get over my ego, and I'm actually going to go and set forth and do the meeting, or, you know, do the offer, or however you may call it. So anyways, guys, hope this resonates with you. Thank you so much for tuning into the solo episode of the Roots of Success podcast. We got some big changes coming, ladies and gentlemen, to the Roots of Success podcast. More structure for you guys. We're actually going to be implementing here some seasons, some actual themed seasons, you know, whether it's with health and fitness, biohacking, the tech world, branding and marketing, okay, speaking, business, entrepreneur, like the list goes on. So I just wanted to keep you guys in the loop with that. And I'm so excited for you guys to continue to hear these out and just absorb all this value. And I appreciate you so much. Again, always love for, you know, those who are listening and those who are supporting. You know, I don't really ask for much, but always love to see 5-star reviews come through on iTunes, as that really helps with rankings. And then, hey, if you're on YouTube, shoot a brother a subscribe. Check me out, Nate the Great Peterman, or if you look up the Roots of Success podcast on YouTube, you'll find us. Again, guys, thank you so much. I appreciate you.